All right. And we're back.
2 days in a row.
Live and taking your calls.
Oh, we're taking more calls?
Yes.
All right.
But before we do that.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, you.
Yeah, me. But before we do that, we have a little refocusing to do. Let's start the show.
TwoBlondeSquirrels.com is better than pie.
You look like the little monkey, you know, bangs his cymbals together.
I don't have flat
Make
lips.
Make that face. It's perfect.
My head
you know, you
is
just stick out both lips.
With nothing.
To do it both
the way
ways.
I like it. My God, it's a secret compartment. And that's the way I like it. That's the way
that's
I like
perfect.
It.
You bottled. I'm going to take a picture of that.
No, let's not. So, we need to address some issues. I think yesterday's calls, plus some conversations I had today, plus listening to some podcasts of other people have sort of... Oh, and no small part to my brother as well.
Yeah.
In an email conversation that we had today.
Uh-huh.
I think that...
Your brother said he was slow. He's not slow. In an email with
me.
I
only have one brother.
Yeah. What are you saying?
All right. So, but because of all that, I it's come to light that in all of our busyness and crazy this summer, our real focus in podcasting is just to be, just to keep it going.
To be present.
We haven't really given much thought to any sort of structure.
No.
And so it's gone to the least common denominator, which is the easiest thing to do, which is to play Groove Shark shows.
Yes.
And I got to looking back, and sure enough, we've played pretty much all Groove Shark shows.
Thanks to John Wilkerson for pointing that out.
And yeah, and then every once in a while stopping to do some calls. And I really don't think that that is what we were called to do. I mean, what's the point of continuing this thing? That's really not what we've been called to do. And we've sort of been slack and lazy. We would like to apologize for that. Or at least I would like to apologize for that. And ask you to bear with us. We are going to, even if we only put out 3 shows a week, one of those shows will be focused on... a romantic marriage.
Okay.
And a godly romantic marriage. That's one of our shows every week is going to be that. That's our priority.
Okay.
And then we will go, and then we will do maybe another show of calls if we have them, and just a normal show of what's going on in our lives or what's going on in the news or whatever.
They don't want to know that.
They probably would find it very interesting what's going on in our lives right now if we could only talk about it.
Yeah.
It's nothing bad, people. It's nothing bad, but we just can't really
talk about it.
Maybe one day we will. But can't right
Not
now.
Not now.
So, and then the last show, you know, we'll do Groove Shark. You know, we'll do a musical show.
Oh, okay.
So
sounds good.
But I want to reshift the priority of the show back to romantic marriage, and back to what God has called us to do on the show, which is, you know, godly romantic marriage. Well, you know, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got, because we're going to have $10 dates. You know, we let that slack. We have been doing $10 dates. We just haven't been talking about it. In fact, we did a $10 anniversary, 10-year anniversary. We did for under $10.
We did. Well, we did talk about that.
Did we a little?
Yes, okay. We did. We so, still talked all about that.
Okay. Well, anyway, so we've got that going on. We want to talk about it. So we want to make sure that our priorities on the show match what we want them to be, what God wants them to be, what we've been called to do this show for.
All righty. Okay.
And besides that, here's the other thing that came up after last night. I felt so much better. Last night, after that release, that being able to focus on something else than what's going mm-hmm. on in our lives, be able to connect with you and make you laugh. Because, I mean, we've been enjoying each other's company through this, and mm-hmm. you've been a great partner in all that we've been going through. But we really hadn't taken the time to just laugh mm-hmm. and cut up. And I forgot how nice that was when we would do that 2 or 3 times a week. So we want to do that. And, in fact, it reminds me, I want to add that to our romantic marriage list of you need to find things you can do together that make you laugh together. Mm-hmm. Because nothing bonds two people together like laughing together. Laughing and crying. Find things that you can do together that make you cry, like watch sad movies or something like that. Because that's also very bonding. But sharing an extreme emotion like that is very bonding and very touching.
Yes, it is.
And I prefer to share the laughter more than the crying.
Mm-hmm. Helen asked me today, what does Daddy sound like when he cries for real? Not like he did last night.
Usually, if I'm making noise while I'm crying, it's, God, that hurts, dang it, oh, I can't believe I did that again, oh, stupid dog.
No, that's not what you do. And I said, I have seen him cry so few times, I honestly can't even remember what it sounds like.
I cry quite a bit, but I don't make noises when I cry. No. I mean, I'll tear up in a movie or something.
Well,
but
yeah,
I don't,
but I mean cry. I don't, she was talking about cry. Oh. I mean, that's only been maybe once or twice since I've known you.
just those times that Dave got out of control is the only time I've really been, you know, like sobbing, crying.
He brings, you know, he just has a way.
He has a way of hurting me, hurting a guy. Hurt a fella, you know. Lob one thyself away. All right, so that's just sort of what I've been encouraged by Dave, by Jen, by Wilkerson, by my brother, by many of you. And you know, the Groove Shark shows are fun, and I love them, but they are not what we are all about.
No,
and it's just laziness on our part that we've done that, and Wilkerson was right about that. Even though I'm not caught up on calls, and I'm sure he'll tell me that three or four more times before we get through. Anyway, so speaking of the big bad.
The big bad Jesus geek.
The big bad Jesus geek. Let's go ahead and get to some more calls.
All righty.
We should be able to wrap these up tonight. We've got quite a few here, but I think we'll be able to get to them all. The first one always takes the longest.
You gotta bring it up.
Uh-oh. Or I think I hit the
wrong
button.
Bring it down. Hold on. Or take it sideways.
What
put your right foot in and put your right foot out. Yeah. Don't twirl around, though, because it's stinking hot. You'll just be hot. Don't move.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for vamping. I think we're good.
Hey, everyone out there. I just want to let you know that last voicemail. You know, it's a little overboard. What I really meant to say was, this is what I think of the two blind squirrels.
Oh,
well, not
Lord.
Faith, but just Brad.
Hey now. I think the other
he didn't go overboard till the you other, know, just the last call the was other, overboard. Inappropriate. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see what this
is. Hey Brad. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not calling my favorite podcast anymore.
Oh.
My favorite podcast is the Jen and Dave Show.
Oh.
Make fun of me and call me a moron.
I didn't call you a moron. I never called you a moron. I would never be that honest with you. I mean, that blatant with you. I mean, that. I would never call you a moron. That's just not. That's not nice.
Ooh. I just ran over a squirrel. I wonder if his name was Brad.
That's a little mean. I'm a little uncomfortable with this.
He told you it was on. He said war. Did he not?
Yeah.
Hey, Jen.
Jen.
Avila.
Jen Avila?
I made
You're talking to Jen
dry
Avila?
Rub barbecue chicken.
Oh,
it was good.
It was good. It was good, dude.
It was a recipe off Food Network. What's the lady who does the 5 recipe fix? I don't know. Anyway, it was really good. It was yummy. Helen was like, Mom, I need more.
I could have eaten another one.
Yeah, it sat in a brine for 2 hours. I mean,
hey, guys, it's the Empress. Echo, because I'm in a tunnel. I've been biking.
That's not the Empress.
And I've been listening to y'all while I was biking because I
that's
start
Deanna.
Laughing at the gym and people look at me.
Hmm? That's Deanna.
No, that's Ruthann, the Empress.
Oh, it was Ruthann?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
The Empress Squirrel.
Okay.
Not the Empress of Kansas.
Okay. Sorry.
There is no Empress of Kansas.
No, there isn't.
There's an Emperor, and the Emperor's
then
flame.
There's a flame.
We've been down this road.
I'm sorry. We can't have another Empress. There already is one. Sorry, Ruthann.
Okay.
I apologize.
Strange. Well, now I'm laughing on the bike trail, and people are looking at me strange. But really, Colleen, those songs were just way too weird. Oh, gosh. And I laughed and laughed at them, which makes me sort of creepy. Okay. Well, and Cats in the Cradle.
title does make me cry because my son did it, pantomime, at a junior high group. And it sort of was true because my husband was drinking heavily at the time, and it was sort of like he was trying to get his daddy's attention. So, yeah, but Colleen, oh dear, I think we have a sick squirrel. Bye.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, boy. Was she in a tunnel?
Yes.
Space turtle.
Just
a little mister here, and it all got caught up. First, why do you keep, like, using turtle on your podcast as a derogatory term? You're like,
what?
It's like groove turtle.
Groove turtle is a good thing. It's like
it's
a space
slow.
Turtle with a groove.
It's slow.
A turtle slow thing.
In space, turtles aren't any slower than anybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Why all the hating on the turtle? Also, I'm just going to go through a bunch of things.
Okay, go ahead.
I haven't seen the Toy Story 3 or the short film before it with the light and the dark. And I think maybe you're looking a little too deep into it because it's light and dark. I mean, if the same film was red and blue, would you have the same complaint? I say this because...
You know, if you bring up stuff like this, this is what happens.
He's perfectly right. If it had been mid-afternoon and noon, I guess I would have.
Yep.
It would have been different.
That's
if it had
right.
been lunch and
well,
supper.
Well, if it was red and blue, he wouldn't have known because he couldn't tell
colors.
It's like I wrote a story once. It had a dragon in it. It was like, be careful. Dragons represent all that is evil and will devour your soul. And I'm like, dude, it's just a monster. It's not even magical in my story. It's scientific dragon.
It was a scientific dragon?
Scientific dragon.
Like an Einstein dragon? Like yeah. A dragon in a lab that was doing experiments
on
stuff?
No, it was a scientific dragon. A dragon that really existed.
But okay,
you know,
so,
they did.
So by scientific dragon, you mean it was a purely rational dragon?
Sure.
Which is evil, because that's of the flesh of secular.
Rational, yeah.
Right.
Ration.
So, you know, whatever. Just by the point that out.
So everybody who's rational is essentially evil.
That's
what he's saying, right? Isn't that what Justin Lemaster's saying?
Uh-huh. The turtle is saying.
That rational is equals is evil because it falls short of the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Make sure we got that clear. Turtles are rational.
Turtles are rational? Now you're saying turtles are evil?
That's what you said.
No, I did not say that. That is what you just said.
No, you said
that. The words
rational.
Were coming out of your mouth.
They said it was rational, and you said.
I didn't say a turtle was rational.
I never
said a turtle was rational. You said a turtle was rational. I said the dragon was a.
Yeah.
He said dragons was a scientist dragon and things.
The video game music faces like.
By the way, Justin Lomaster sent you like a whole playlist of video game music. Did you listen to those?
No.
Oh.
Make music for video games? But, you know, obviously.
I'm so shocked.
To be perfectly honest.
I didn't play a lot. But I did want to say, she might not know that, but she did know what Red Dwarf was, so that's like some total geek cred, so.
Thanks. Well,
Faith does have some geek cred.
I do.
She watched all seasons of Blackadder and it's mostly BBC geekdom.
Yeah. Red Dwarf,
Blackadder, Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm. Star Trek. First Star Trek and the Next Gen and
Deep Space
and
Nine.
Deep Space Nine,
which I didn't
DS9,
which I didn't even make it through.
I like DS9.
I heard it got
good.
I even made it
through the Voyager.
I only watched. I hated the Voyager. Well,
you didn't like her. You didn't like the captain.
Yeah, I gave up on that show before they killed her off. If I'd have known they killed her off, I'd probably watched it some more. And then she was stupid. And yeah, Deep Space Nine.
But that's as far as I got, was Voyager.
I didn't get to the point where it got interesting and they were in war and stuff.
DS9 was awesome. It was a great show.
It was all in the beginning when it was just this floating thing. And
it was good because the Borg came and all that mess. Yeah,
see, I didn't get to that part.
Uh-huh. It's good. Those nasty Borg.
Maybe cut her some slack, all you people who weren't. I was. I sent some of my favorite video game songs on Facebook.
But she's not a gamer.
I don't.
She has been famously quoted as saying all gamers are evil.
I have not.
Yes, I think you said that.
I did not.
You said
that.
No, you said that.
I did
you
not.
You said, you will not allow a gamer in your house.
Oh, whatever.
That is what you said.
I
you have forbidden
not.
Me to play computer games.
Oh, whatever.
I was wondering what she thought of those, because
not even talking.
She listened to some of them. But
Are you making fun of Justin?
No, I'm making fun of you.
So if you did, they, what did you think? Did you like any of them?
I have not listened to them, Justin, but I will make an effort to do so.
I like the Plants vs. Zombies theme song.
Yeah, not so much. You know why? Because
zombies
I hear it from the bathroom.
Line.
I hear it from the bathroom.
Zombies
and I come in.
Line.
I come in the bathroom, and then we've got like the little separate, you know, toilet in the closet.
Yeah, we have
thing.
A closed door policy here at the McFadden house. So let's
so
part
I come into the
marriage.
Bathroom, and he's in the closet.
You can't
you know,
be romantic.
Potty closet, and I hear this. And it irritates me.
It helps my bowels move to watch zombies die.
It's good to know.
Last thing.
That's just disgusting.
The cheeseburger song.
Yes.
I didn't think that was actually creepy until I heard Faith singing it.
Ouch.
Okay. I'm about to get on the road, so if I get on the road while I'm holding my phone, I will be evil like John Wilkerson, because on a different podcast, he said he was driving with his phone. Okay, bye.
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 There's a new study that came
out.
Sorry, nope, that's me. There was a new study that came out this week.
Yes.
That said that that basically shot a big hole in the bottom of the talking on your cell phone while you're driving is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not so much. What they did was they did a study of the number of drivers. Let's see, how did they do this? They said they went back to 1980. And they took the amount of cell phones that existed in 1980,
mm-hmm.
and they calculated how many cell phones exist today,
mm-hmm.
to date.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, I don't know exactly how they did it, but anyway, and then they compared the number of accidents between then and now.
Mm-hmm.
And so theoretically,
you mean 1990?
No, I think it was 1980.
There were no cell phones in 1980.
Well, there were a few.
No, 1990 is when people started to have a few.
Well, there were phones and limos. I mean, they're just saying that there was a very small number, but they did exist.
They did.
Evidently. I don't know.
I didn't have one.
I guess I'll have to look up the study because I'm being questioned now. But the point is that they did this. It was on. They did this on.
Okay, so then, but anyway,
tweet,
so
Twit,
the point
on Tech News Today.
Okay, so the point is that there weren't a big difference.
It was Tom Merritt reporting.
There wasn't a big difference.
No, it was. There was. It was down. It wasn't. It was Ed Wallace. That's who did it. It was the accidents have gone down consistently over time. The number of accidents that have had by drivers, you know, between, mm-hmm. Something in 40 or whatever. I don't know, whatever the group was that they measured.
Mm-hmm.
Accidents have consistently gone down as improvements in braking and steering and, you know,
mm-hmm.
these kinds of things. Plus public, I guess, you know, just, you know, the... drinking and driving awareness thing has gone down. So accidents have gone down.
Yes.
Overall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so proportionately, though, the number of accidents
yes.
has gone down as the number of drivers with cell phones and drivers using the cell phones while driving has gone up.
Okay.
So you can't justify saying that people who drive, that using a phone while you're driving is... I mean, talking on a cell phone is inherently dangerous.
Talking isn't the problem. It's dialing.
Well,
it's texting.
Right. Now
it's reading text.
Now, that was the difference. They did not say anything, but they said the difference between texting and talking on the phone is the difference between listening to the radio and watching a movie while you drive. I mean, there's an inherent difference there. By the way, this argument originally came out when radios first were put in automobiles, and it was an issue then, and it was all in the newspapers that radios in cars cause accidents, and they had all these incidents just like they do now with cell phones. They had all these incidents of people playing with their radios and then having a wreck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but and they would put the radios. In fact, a lot of the cars back then would put the radios and the radio dials way on the passenger side,
mm-hmm.
so that it was like deterrent for the driver to be using the radio while going down the road, and. Then over time, it just, nobody thought about it anymore. But inherently, people who are not going to pay attention to the road, it is a character flaw. It is, you're either going to pay attention or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who don't are going to have wrecks. People who do are not, and it doesn't matter if you're talking on your phone or talking to your person sitting next to you or whatever.
Right.
So now, that doesn't mean that I am completely against, I'm okay with the law that says don't use your cell phone in school zones. That's fine. I think that's a good idea. you want to keep all eyes and hands on the wheel, 10, 2, and 4, 20 miles an hour in a school zone, I'm good with that.
Yes.
But invading our privacy and telling us we can't do what we want to do in our own car going down the road, mm-hmm. that includes seatbelts, that includes talking on the phone. I don't think it's a good idea to be texting on the phone going on the road. I don't think we should have a law that prevents it.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. Okay. Very good. Thank you.
There's my 2 cents and my freedom speech. Did you hear the eagle go over?
I did.
Anyway, I thought that was interesting that little thing came out.
Oh, say can you?
That does not, and you know, and you still, he's like, yeah, but me and my cousin, you know, got killed by a guy who was talking on his phone. Okay, yeah, but the guy was going to kill your cousin anyway. He was going to be, if he wasn't talking on the phone, he was going to be looking for tape underneath the seat. Hello? We're getting... Oh, okay. Is that Briley? Did Briley call
in? I think so. I thought Scott from EDPA was on the line.
That was Briley. That was Briley's first call to the Two Blind
Yay,
Squirrels.
Yay, Briley!
Yes, I recognized the number. It was my brother. Either that or my brother was just having a bad day.
Yeah, yeah. And that's how he lets off steam.
He puts his thumb in his mouth and sometimes he'll just, you know... Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That's and Chester.
That's Chester.
That's Carrie's dog.
So Briley's my niece uh-huh. who is like negative one.
Yeah.
And she's still under one.
Yeah.
She's 30 something weeks. And that was Chester, my brother's dog. I wish it was a name for that. Like you have a niece and a nephew. You should have a name for your brother's dog.
Yeah.
Nope, just my brother's dog. Thank you, Chester, for calling in.
He's a very shiny dog.
I wonder how Carrie got him trained him to dial the numbers, though.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty and Briley, too. Boy, she's smart.
She is. Well, they dial the numbers for Briley.
Hey, Spacer O'Neill here. I also want to say that Colleen had the best creepy songs playlist. I thought the songs were good.
There you go. One vote against Colleen and one vote for.
Brack was Tom Waits. Which... I was like, hey, I know who that is, because it sounded like Tom Waits. And speaking of Brack, see if I can play this.
Nope, you didn't.
Uh-oh, he just hung up instead.
So I'm surprised.
Are you playing it now?
So I'm surprised that Concrete Blonde didn't make anybody's list. Does anybody remember Concrete Blonde?
No.
You don't remember that?
Uh-uh. Huh. Might in a minute. I'm sure John does. Oh,
yeah. Remember this?
Uh-uh. Oh, yeah. No, I don't remember this.
This is called Bloodletting. You were a vampire and baby, I'm the living dead.
Lovely.
No, don't remember that.
People would like that now. They're so infatuated with vampires
lately.
That's
true. It would be popular. What's the one that with the hit they had? Is Everybody Knows? Is that their hit? Everybody knows the boat is sinking. Everybody knows that the captain lied. Everybody's got this broken feeling, like the mama or the dog. Oh, I remember their hit. It was Joey, but I don't have it.
Oh.
Joey.
Okay.
I've got your money.
All righty then. Moving along.
Oh, okay. Four more calls.
Where was Scott?
Who's Scott?
I heard Scott from Media PA.
No, that was... I played that on accident.
Hey, it's Kitch. I'm listening to Dead Squirrels Rotting in the Stew. So I'm listening to you guys play the Don't Send in the Clown song right now. That song, I guess, is actually mislabeled in Groove Shark because that's actually by Zorak, not Brack. Brack is actually a happy person. Zorak is not.
Okay.
Glad that we know the difference.
I'm glad that we know. It's good to know.
It's weird that you do.
Mm-hmm. It is
In order to
Kitch.
Find out more about this, you need to watch Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
I used to love to watch Space Ghost. Space Ghost was awesome. Back when there was nothing on at night,
mm-hmm.
you could turn on Space Ghost mm-hmm. on the Cartoon Network. You never watched Space Ghost?
No.
Because Zorak
seriously,
is
as an adult, you watch the Cartoon
much a
Network.
Giant praying mantis.
The giant praying mantis. What?
You watch the Cartoon Network as an adult?
Yes. Well, you know, in my defense, I was never sober.
When that happened.
Yeah, we would be at Moose's house and we'd be back in his back room.
Oh, Lord.
It'd be 1 o'clock in the morning, yeah, and we couldn't sleep. And
okay,
so
yeah.
Turn on Space Ghost, man.
Okay,
who plays the keyboard.
And,
and he's always angry at everything. So I completely forgot about them. And, you know, that would not have been on the radio. That's a cartoon.
Gotcha.
So, yes, that is a cartoon.
Well, it was kind of a cartoon. He interviewed real people, though. It was only half a cartoon. He was a cartoon, but the people he interviewed were real.
Singing.
It was kind of like...
You know what? I watch infomercials.
It was kind of like it was just like Johnny Carson.
I watch infomercials, and if I can't sleep in the middle of the night,
they'll put you to sleep.
You watch cartoons.
But it was like Johnny Carson. Did you ever watch Space Ghost?
No.
Okay.
I didn't.
It's just like the Johnny Carson show.
I did not watch
it's a talk show.
Okay.
That song about clowns. Yeah, so that's awesome. I'm glad you guys played some Zorak. Let's see if she has any Brack on there. So, okay, bye.
Bye. Well, who was the other? You never told us who the other guy was.
No. Not Zorak.
Evidently not. No Zorak for you.
Zorak.
No Zorak for you.
Here he we sounds go. Like an evil.
Here we go. Here we go.
It's like one of the evil characters.
Hey, Faith and Brad.
Hey.
It's Amy.
Hey, Amy.
Welcome in the spirit.
I know it's been a while since I've called in, but I've been definitely enjoying all of the Groove Shark shows that you've been doing.
Thank you.
Have to.
We're done with that.
You Faith, that's the creepy songs. Yeah, I'm kind of glad they're wrapping up, too,
yes.
Although they've been definitely fun to listen
Me
to.
Me, too. Glad
I wanted to call in just to say... how much I absolutely laughed and enjoyed Colleen's choices. I think
she won.
I mean, I know there's no competition, but she would win a medal. Absolutely
right.
Hilarious. The Dead Puppies song, the Don't Bring in the Clowns, and also the Rippy the Alligator. Those three songs I was listening to the whole podcast in the very beginning. And as I'm going on a walk down here by the river, and I was just taking a swig of my water from my water bottle, and when I first heard the first Don't Bring in the Clowns, couldn't help but somewhat spit out my water because I laughed quite a bit. So those definitely are top three songs, followed by Jim's would definitely come in a very good fourth place of the Veggie Tales, his cheese. Definitely also a very creepy song. Anyway, absolutely loved the whole Groove Shark past few episodes. And at this point, I am so looking forward to the pool party.
Oh, it's going to be fun. Oh.
So how incredibly relevant to summertime.
Yes.
Can't wait until you guys begin playing those. Anyway, keep up the amazing work.
Thank you.
I know you can't podcast too often because you're super busy with life, and totally understand that, but each one that you put out, I always enjoy.
Thank you. All right.
Well, best wishes to you, and vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios. Well, I guess Colleen wins.
I think she
definitely gained the support of the listener crowd.
Yes.
Hey, Brad and Faith. It's you, Donna in Spokane.
Hey.
It's
been a while since I called.
It has. Where you been?
I need to finish my story about my sister, Kelly.
Yes, yes, yes. Go ahead.
Yes, she did end up taking the movie from Walmart. However, a couple days later, she went in and told them so she could pay for the video. And the lady at the thing told her it was going to be like 1995 or something like that. And she says, well, when I took the DVD, it was only $14.99. Can't I get it for that price?
I want a stealing discount.
Oh, that is hilarious. When I stole it, it was on sale. Can I get that price? That is genius.
That's priceless.
The lady thought it was pretty funny, so she got it for that. So
it worked.
It actually
you
worked.
Women can do anything. You blow Faith will walk up to the register and tell them how much she wants to pay for stuff. These cokes are 3 for $11, and it's like some kind of Jedi mind trick. Okay, 3 for $11, putting it in now. I walk up there, they charge me extra and won't let me write a check. I'm sorry, we don't take checks here. It's Walmart! I've seen my wife write a check here. Well, you know, I think I got some kind of special nod. There's some kind of secret society going on there.
Don't write checks.
That was my story on Matt. And
thank
so
you. So now the whole family,
got
a whole family of criminals.
You know, the story. second thing is
I've been trying to catch up on my podcast because I had some iTunes issues.
Uh-oh.
And I had listened to The Whirlwind Summer. And Faith, you were talking about somebody calling the neighbor like Jabberjaw. So,
my dad.
It just reminded me of Deanna.
That's just hurtful.
Can't wait for Deanna to call and throw you under the bus.
Growing up, we used to call her Maggie the Motormouth Magpie. And so we thought that was pretty funny. So that was like a trip down memory lane. But I have not, I can't really say anything about that because growing up for me, I used to take some trips with my dad. And, you know, we would go to the rest stops and he would go in the men's and I'd go in the women's and he would hear me reading everything on the stall.
Oh, no.
I hope everything's going okay and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
And listen, if you're listening to this on your headphones and you've only got half the show has come through on one headphone, it's because I think I'm having a cord issue and I just figured it out. It happened on the last show too for the first 5 minutes, but I apologize for that, but I do have it worked out. So
good.
We will.
Good to know. Is this our last call?
Hold on. Let me see.
Oh,
This is Zach, man.
No, wait, one more.
I'm like confused because someone on your show said something that they lived, so far north. They had penguins. Does that mean they live, on the equator, which PBS animal shows told me was the furthest north you'd see a penguin outside of a zoo. But maybe I'm wrong. Bye.
That's what the they penguins want live you to
the,
believe.
At the South Pole.
That's what they want you to believe.
They just want us to think that's
boys.
Where they are.
Cute and cuddly.
They're everywhere.
The penguins are watching you.
Have you seen April's wood penguin that's in her office?
Zach Man. What?
Have you seen April's wood little wooden penguin she has sitting on the shelf in her in
did
her
you
office
just
at home?
Knock the desk to get my attention.
I did. You weren't focusing. Ask you a question. Have you seen
it? No, I haven't seen
it. It's very cute, and I'm debating about stealing it. I think that she might not notice.
Hey, what if you replaced it with my bobblehead Snoopy? See if she would notice.
She would love that bobblehead. She wants one of those. She loves
hey,
Snoopy.
Hey, Brad and Faith. Scott from Media PA again. Hey, Brad, I just wanted to say thanks for maybe saying you would do a sort of a makeup episode, because like I said, my computer went down.
Yeah, we'll have a potluck. Faith came up with the genius idea of having a potluck episode.
Just after you started that
potluck of motor goats.
You can bring that up again. I won't tell you what Jen imagined in her head when you said motor goats.
I don't want to know. Cute, she was thinking the other end, right?
Cute little, yeah.
The
cute
other
little
end.
Innocent.
You had their mouse in the water and she had the other end, yeah.
No, she had a motor sticking out of the other end of the goat. I know.
Jen.
And she blames Dave.
That's just wrong.
That show, by the way, a little out of control lately. That's all I'm saying.
What, Jen and Dave?
Yes, Dave threw an accordion at Jen.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and then Jen said she hated Dave.
Oh, gosh. Maybe that's why they want us to do the romantic marriage again. They need help.
Then today,
they need some counseling.
Then today, it's all like, yeah, anybody put the kid in private school is like an idiot and stuff. Yeah, who would do that? I wouldn't do that. And then Jen goes on for 15 minutes saying how she's not against private schools, but she would never put her kid in a private school, no matter how much money she had, because it's stupid. Like, you pretty much just said the exact opposite of what you said.
That's so funny.
I'm just kidding, Jen. I'm just giving you a hard time. Jen's sensitive. So she doesn't always know that.
Yeah, that's your kidding.
That I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
They do know that we're starting a private school, right?
Yes, and that was the...
Is that where that came from?
That's where it's all focused. And Dave was just, you know, setting it up. You know, he's like, I'm going to watch this. I'm going to
watch this go.
And he does. He's like, watch
this. He winds her up and lets her go.
Well, yeah, he alley-oops her and she can't resist. You know, it's like, watch this. I'm going to put a banana peel under Jen and watch her slide right into the tube line squirrels. Watch this. I'm going to put eggs on top of the milk and watch it when they hit the other end. David, that story that Dave told about doing that,
yeah,
is a metaphor for his life.
Yeah.
That is who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I love him.
And by the time I get it fixed, you are done.
Who are we talking to again?
Scott.
So I look forward to sending in a list.
He's sending his potluck.
The rest of this is partially for Buford, so if you want to pause it, let's say right now, and get him in the room, that's fine.
Really?
I don't really want Buford to come in the room.
We gotta do that?
I got Buford in.
Didn't we just have him in last night?
Yeah, I didn't have him in. He came in. I don't ever ask him in.
Buford! Yeah. I heard somebody. I'm getting popular around here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. People putting in requests for me. I'm starting to feel good about myself.
Oh, that's good.
Starting to think maybe I should bathe a little bit more often.
Oh, well, hey, I'll keep telling them to request then.
Thinking things are working out for me now.
Okay, let's see what he has to say.
Everybody's got their 15 minutes, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who is it that wants to talk to me? Is that Jesus Geek again? He going to do a show with me?
No, Scott.
I'm excited. Who?
Scott from Media PA.
I don't talk to people from PA.
Media. Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania?
Uh-huh.
You mean a Yankee?
Yankee, yes. He wants to speak with you.
You mean he wants to have words with me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right here on this computer.
Brad, play that. Play
on the
his
computer
message.
Machine right
yes,
here.
Yes, Brad's going
to
play his
well,
message.
Well, I can't get to the computer because Buford's in my way. He's got barbecue sauce all over his arm.
Stinky
back
pants.
Up a little bit and I'll play this. Yee whiz, you're a little sensitive, ain't you? Yeah, okay, hold on, here we go. All right, go ahead.
Hey, Buford, I just wanted the second emotion brought forward by the OJG, you and Brad doing a show.
Look at that! Two requests for a show with the OJG, me and the OJG.
No, you and Brad doing a show.
I'm not doing a show with him. What do you mean? Well, because if you did a show with the OJG, you wouldn't be in the same room with him, and he wouldn't have to smell your breath. What's wrong with my breath? I've got 3 Mentos in my mouth right now.
Uh-huh. Doesn't cover up.
Barbecue-flavored Mentos.
Uh-huh.
Best thing in the world. And now you understand. Why can't I do a show with a Jesus geek? I thought he wanted to do a show with me.
No, he wanted you to do a show with Brad, and Brad won't do a show with you, so never mind.
I'm confused.
Well, it doesn't take
much. I think the show is just even better whenever you come in the room, and you and Brad do a show together would be totally awesome. So I'm looking forward to it.
I don't think he's got the stamina for it.
No, I don't think so.
I think you're right.
I think he'd be very tired. He would have to go to sleep.
I don't think I would be the same afterward.
No.
It might take 2 days to recover.
Uh-huh. Maybe he wouldn't talk for a couple days. Huh.
If that's you, Brad, I'd take that personal.
Not you, him.
Oh, I wouldn't talk for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about all
that'd
that.
That'd be good.
I gotta talk to my goats, because, you gotta talk to your goats, because they need love,
mm-hmm.
and you talk to them and they grow bigger. It's scientifically proven. I read it in the goat journal.
Really?
Yep.
I thought that was plants that you talk to and they grow bigger.
I don't know nothing about no horticulturing.
Oh. You knew that word?
Mm-mm. Oh, well, of course, I'm a farmer. I know all about them whores. I mean horticulturals. Whatever. I call them whores for short.
Uh-huh.
It's good. It's easier to say, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You do know what you're saying,
right? I don't like
right?
to use those $10 words.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I prefer a $5 hoe. A culturalist.
I don't even know where to even go with that.
Bye.
And that was our last call.
Oh, my Lord.
Thank you, Scott from EDPA. We appreciate your call. Please.
Buford, could you leave, please?
What?
Could you go home?
I'm still trying to figure out your last comment there.
My last comment. I don't understand yours.
I think you took something I said wrong.
I think so. I think it's time for you to leave before people get offended.
Oh, well, I don't want to offend nobody now. Mm. That's one of the things that I always say that's one of my life goals in mm-hmm. life and everything mm-hmm. is that I do not want to offend people.
Mm-hmm.
I try to go through my life causing the littlest offense possible.
Okay.
In fact, in high school, I actually played on the defense of the football team.
Just for that reason.
For that reason only. I just don't think a good Christian should be offensive. I think we should be defensive. I took defensive driving twice.
Mm-hmm. Good to know. Good to know. What's that say about you?
Well, I had to because I got them tickets and all.
Right, right.
But still. Oh, I was going to leave. I'll see y'all later, okay? Hey, tell everybody Vios told this for me, all right?
You just did. He knows he just did, right?
No, it's hard to understand what he does and doesn't understand. But anyway, we're done. Thank you for being here with us tonight.
Vios con
Dios. I look forward to talking to you again. Vios con Dios.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.